And welcome back to Husker Radio. Tristan Winder with a very special guest, Governor Pete Ricketts. Governor, how are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks very much for having me on.
Now, Governor, you're a very busy man, so we appreciate you finding time to join us here at Husker Radio, and very busy stuff going on throughout the state.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a lot going on. In fact, I'm just getting ready to head off for my second trade mission to Japan. I'll be attending the U.S. Midwest Japan Association Conference, which is an opportunity for me to really sell Nebraska to 200 to 300 Japanese business executives. We'll also be visiting with a number of Japanese government officials, as well as visiting different companies that have relationships with Nebraska. And this is an important relationship for Nebraska. Japan is actually the largest foreign direct investor in our state. Since 2010, the Japanese have invested over $4.4 billion, creating jobs all across our state. So, for example, American Shizuki, which is in Ogallala, is investing in their facility there to become more competitive. And recently, Kawasaki in Lincoln announced that they're going to be creating an aerospace division, which will employ 50 more people. So we want to develop relationships like that, and we're going to be taking tours of both those companies while we're in Japan to further those relationships. And then also, Japan is the third largest export market for our products and the largest outside of North America. So we want to say thank you to our best customers and let them know that we appreciate their business, and then look for ways to engage them. So, for example, the Trans-Pacific Partnership is not something that the Trump administration is pursuing. So they want to pursue bilateral agreements. So we want to encourage the Japanese to engage the Trump administration on those bilateral agreements so that we can address some of the issues we have, for example, with the tariffs on our beef, so that we can bring those tariffs down. We've seen a big demand in the exports of our beef to Japan. That's something that is good news, but we also want to make sure that we've got good access to that marketplace and not putting up barriers for the Japanese people to get the quality Nebraska beef that we have. So there's a variety of reasons why we do this. We give our farmers and ranchers and our other companies and producers chances to develop relationships to be able to sell more products over in Japan and then seek that investment back here in our state.
Now, Governor, you mentioned about the great employment that helps out with the state. Tell us a little bit about the reemployment programs that the state's having a lot of success in.
Yeah, one of the things that we look to do in government is find win-win situations. And in this case, what we've done is we've taken our unemployment system and turned it into a reemployment system. And this week, what we announced is that we are expanding one of our programs of that to Columbus. So we've got a program where we work with people who are on the SNAP program in Health and Human Services. So SNAP stands for that Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, or food stamps. And we piloted this in Grand Island last year, where we worked with those families to help them get better jobs. And we were able to, in Grand Island, to help about half the families. And those families we did help, their incomes went up about $6,900. So, for example, we had a woman who was a single mom, and she was working hourly jobs with no benefits and no pension. And we found her a job that moved her up from the $900 a month she was earning to $2,700 a month. And just as importantly, she now has regular hours during the day so she can be home at night with her kids and help them with things like homework, so it improves the quality of her life. But it also reduces her dependence upon those SNAP benefits. Another person who was making less than $500 a month, we got them a job working over $2,500 a month, and they are completely off of those SNAP benefits. So it really is a win-win. We find better opportunities for employment for the people on that program. It helps our Nebraska employers by finding the people they need to be able to expand and grow. And then it also reduces the reliance on public assistance.
Now, speaking of Nebraska employers, there's the potential of having a new Nebraska employer. Toyota and Mazda are looking at putting a plant here in the state of Nebraska. Is that correct, Governor?
Recently, Toyota announced an investment in Mazda. And as part of that, Toyota and Mazda will be building a new assembly plant in North America. And we are one of the states that has expressed an interest in working with Toyota to help them grow their company. Really beyond that, I really can't say much more than that, other than Nebraska is interested. And you know, from my standpoint, I think we've got an excellent opportunity to help any company because of our great workforce, our central location. You know, we certainly have worked to make government easy to do business with and reduce the red tape here in our state. We've got Public Power, which does a wonderful job of controlling utility rates. There's just a whole host of reasons why Nebraska is a great place for any company that is looking at expanding their manufacturing operations. And, of course, manufacturing is our second biggest industry after agriculture. So it's a great fit for us.
Now, Governor, you recently attended the Nebraska State Fair in Grand Island as well. Tell us about your experience down at the State Fair.
Well, the State Fair has just been a tremendous success in Grand Island. Again, we saw attendance go up another 5% this year. I had the opportunity to do a variety of things. We were able to, or I was able to judge the Supreme Champion Beef Cattle Drive on Thursday night. Got a chance to go around and hit some of the great fair food. Manny's, for example, has corn on the stick, which is just over-the-top good. Also, no visit to the fair would be complete without stopping by the beef pit and getting a roast beef sandwich. So it really was a great time. And again, the weather was just perfect. So it really is a great chance for Nebraskans from all across the state to get together. And of course, it really highlights our number one industry, which is agriculture.
Governor Ricketts, we appreciate you joining us. I know you're a very busy man. Is there anything else you'd like to add to tell the people here in Lincoln County?
Just that, we're working very hard to be able to grow those opportunities across our state. We certainly have some challenges with regard to where commodity prices are, and that's impacted our state budget, which we're controlling our spending. But we also have a lot of companies that are looking to invest in our state. And in fact, last year, Nebraska won the Governor's Cup for the most economic development projects per capita of any state in the country. In fact, we had more than North Dakota, South Dakota, and Kansas combined. And so we want to build upon that momentum and continue to find ways to allow companies to expand here in our state, to create more jobs that allows us to keep our kids and grandkids here. And ultimately, that's how we grow our state.
We appreciate your time, Governor Ricketts. It's always great to talk to you, and we look forward to talking to you here in the future as well.
Great. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, and you have a great day.